Thanks, Dennis, and I thank everybody for coming out today. And first of all, I'd like to acknowledge the co-authors who did all the work, and I'm just here presenting their results. And so I'd like to recognize those. And again, as Dennis mentioned, I'll be talking about the different alfalfa systems and kind of giving you a preliminary overview of some of their potentials and some of their pitfalls as well. To give a brief introduction, cereal rye is real common in our area for stalkers, especially for grazing just for gain, kind of stalker systems. Tall fescue is another system that we have been evaluating for several years as a replacement to that annual rye ryegrass system, and so I'll be presenting a little bit of that information as well. And then also alfalfa, as you heard earlier in the preliminary talk with Dr. Bowden, with the new grazing tolerant type alfalfas, we think there's a lot of potential for incorporating grazing tolerant alfalfas into these grass systems. And so that's kind of the basis for what we're looking at. Also wanted to briefly mention some of the previous work that we've been going on in our lab. Islam and others recently published a paper comparing the work of the tall fescue, which is a perennial system, to the annual rye ryegrass system, and I'll briefly give a little bit of that information as well. That's kind of the background. And then Stein et al. Published some work last summer at the AFGC proceedings comparing alfalfa and tall fescue establishment, and I'll briefly cover that as well. And then I'd also like to point out that there will be a poster later on this afternoon by my postdoc, Cindy Interante, looking at the comparison of annual legumes versus nitrogen fertilizer within these two main grass systems of tall fescue and annual ryegrass with nitrogen. So to summarize the data, just as an introduction, just kind of briefly mention the work that Islam presented or published comparing the annual ryegrass system to the perennial tall fescue system. This was a multi-year study over five years. And basically, if you look at the far right-hand column, you can see the precipitation across those 5 years. We range from extremely dry, only 42% of the normal rainfall, up to 116% of annual rainfall. So wide range in environments. The bottom line is, over a five-year average, we saw similar average daily gain between the two systems. There was a slight advantage of total gain to the annual system. But when we look at the economics, the net return, there was no difference between these two systems. And if we amortize this stand life where these would break even, we found that it would take 12 years to get exact numbers of comparing the annual and the perennial system. And typically, most of the perennial systems can grow longer than 5 years. And so it is a viable option. However, we basically determined that if in a low rainfall environment, you're better off with the annual system, and high rainfall, you're better off with the perennial system. And depending on, we're kind of on that transitional line. If we get a high rainfall year, it's profitable, and if it's below normal, we're typically better off with the annual. So we're right on that threshold. It kind of depends on what kind of rainfall that we get. Also, kind of as a background information, Stein et al. Looked at different combinations of alfalfa and tall fescue. He looked at alternating drill rows, perpendicular rows, and a combination of alternating and perpendicular. And in a previous study, they also looked at binary mixtures and then planting on perpendicular rows on 7.5-inch row spacings. And basically, after several years of data across multiple locations from a 25-inch to a 35-inch rainfall zone, we determined that you could successfully establish alfalfa and tall fescue together if you planted on alternating drill rows, or if you planted on a combination alternating and perpendicular, which is illustrated in this bottom picture. You can basically have alfalfa, tall fescue, alfalfa planted one way, and then the same planted on the alternating way. So this leads to the rationale of this current study. If we look at a perennial legume like alfalfa into these grass systems, we may be able to improve our seasonal distribution. We may be able to increase our number of grazing days, cattle performance, and ultimately the net return as being the bottom line. So looking in at our materials and methods for this preliminary study, we have a completely randomized design with three replications. Each paddock is 2 acres in size, and basically for this talk, I'm only going to be comparing the alfalfa rye and the alfalfa tall fescue systems, but note that this is the same experiment area where we were comparing the nitrogen fertilizer to the annual legumes within both rye tall fescue systems, which Cindy will be presenting a poster on this afternoon, as well as the original experiment where we compared the rye ryegrass with nitrogen to the tall fescue with nitrogen. So for the key for this system to work, the Great Plains no-till drill with two separate seed boxes was used, where we put grass in the front box and the alfalfa in the back box. The alfalfa and tall fescue were planted on alternating and perpendicular rows, as I mentioned earlier, both of them planted at the same seeding rate. The alfalfa and rye were planted only on alternating drill rows, with the idea that we can get alfalfa and the rye to establish in the first year, and we come back in and no-till rye into that existing alfalfa in the subsequent years. This picture just illustrates the establishment of both of these systems. This top picture is the alfalfa tall fescue planted on this alternating perpendicular orientation, where you can see alfalfa, basically a big checkerboard effect. And we found that this was important compared to just planting on the alternating drill row, because the cattle would seem to graze the alfalfa out of the tall fescue when planted in an alternating row only orientation. So this basically helps our utilization of our tall fescue, and it also improves distribution and improves cattle utilization. Whereas with the annual system, we just did an alternating drill row, because if we did a perpendicular, the rye would choke out the alfalfa. In continuing with our materials and methods, we used two tester steers, which were randomly assigned to each paddock. Then the steers were weighed every 28 days. Then our stocking rates were adjusted based on our dry matter yield, or our forage mass at each timing. The different measurements that we looked at, we measured forage mass, forage nutritive value, forage allowance, total number of grazing days, and ultimately animal performance is what we used in the bottom line. I wanted to briefly highlight the precipitation for this year and kind of give you a little bit of more background information about these systems. In 2009-2010, which when the year that these two systems were established, we had above average rainfall in the fall, so we had excellent establishment. And we also looked at other combinations of rye into alfalfa. And I'm not part of this talk, but just to kind of give you a little bit of background information. In 2008-2009, where we had a dry fall, the no-till establishment of the rye into the, like an existing alfalfa sward, or basically a complete stand, we had complete stand failures because there wasn't enough moisture. Whereas in 2009-2010, in that wet fall, the rye was able to establish in those existing alfalfa swards. And then we look at it in 2010-2011, again, we have the same thing as 2008. We have stand failures in the... So one of the reasons of looking at an alternating drill row with the rye into the alfalfa is basically giving you that space to hopefully allow us to establish rye into that existing alfalfa planted on a wider row spacing, theoretically. We also looked at forage mass, and there's really not a lot of differences between these two systems. Due to the nature of planting alfalfa in the first year and grazing it, we had very limited growth of the alfalfa. Basically, our forage mass ranged from 2,000 to 3,500 for both the alfalfa rye system and the alfalfa tall fescue system. So not a lot of differences between the two systems. Not as productive as we would normally expect, primarily because the rye did not receive any nitrogen fertilizer, and the tall fescue being a first year planting, we had limited growth and limited utilization because we wanted to be able to make sure we got persistence of these. These were lightly grazed late in the spring, so we could get the persistence and then we continue the grazing in the future. We also had crude protein, ADF, and NDF values, but not a lot of differences there, very similar. So at the bottom line, we looked at the grazing duration. One of the things I failed to point out on kind of the management of this alfalfa rye system, you saw that original picture that the rye was basically about 12 to 15 inches, where the alfalfa was about an inch or so tall. It was very difficult to manage those two, and when we had to basically wait to get the alfalfa established before we initiated grazing, the rye was already starting to shade out some of the alfalfa. And one of the things that interacted with that, we had a lot of rainfall this past spring, and so when we tried to initiate grazing, we had wet soils and the cattle would come in and damage the alfalfa. And so we basically used a mob grazing technique where we put cattle in for a very few days, for less than a week, pulled those cattle out, and we had regrowth and we put the cattle back in. So we tried to account for all that. But basically we had a limited number of grazing days and very limited amount of total gain. So about 170 kilograms of beef produced in the annual system of the rye alfalfa compared to about 223 kilograms per hectare in the perennial tall fescue system, which is very similar to the establishment year in the first study. And so I'll kind of highlight that again. In the establishment year of the original study, we found about 300 grazing days and about 200 kilograms per hectare of beef produced. And so comparing this system with the alfalfa and rye, it was very comparable to what we would expect to get with nitrogen in that tall fescue system during that establishment year. So we're pretty comfortable that the alfalfa tall fescue system is going to have a lot of potential, and we can probably replace that 100 pounds of nitrogen fertilizer based on the first year and what we're seeing into the second year. So kind of to reiterate, the alfalfa rye system was very difficult to manage. The wet conditions delayed the grazing. The wide row spacings, which theoretically was hoping to allow us to establish the rye the next fall, allowed for summer weeds to come in, which was problematic. And then kind of reiterate, the rye failed to establish in the 2008 season as well as the 2010 season. So it's very risky to establish the rye, and even on the wider row spacings. Whereas the alfalfa tall fescue produced similar gains and has tremendous potential for the southern Great Plains. So just to give you an update on the status, the picture on the left illustrates the alfalfa tall fescue system. These cattle were initiated this past October, so we're already grazing these systems, and we'll continue these experiments. Compared to the rye that was no-tilled into these alfalfa, you can see the wider row spacings. But basically, we had stand failure of the rye into these alfalfa stands, except where we had cotton root rot killed some of the alfalfa in places. And so where the alfalfa was dead, we got good stands of rye. But conversely, where there was good stands of alfalfa, we didn't get a stand of the rye. So again, it's very risky and problematic to get rye to reliably establish into these alfalfa stands. So to summarize, I believe that the alfalfa tall fescue system has a lot of potential for the southern Great Plains, whereas the alfalfa rye system, I believe, is too difficult to manage and too risky to get reliable establishment. So it's not something that we will continue to evaluate in the future, and I probably wouldn't recommend it. In the future, we would like to continue to evaluate these different systems, primarily with alfalfa and tall fescue, but instead of looking at strictly the alfalfa PDF584 summer active tall fescue, we would also like to look at some of our summer dormant type fescues, where we can grow tall fescue into the drier regions down to about 25-inch rainfall zones with these summer dormant fescues. And so all the establishment work that we looked at was looking at both summer active and summer dormant fescues. We think that we can be able to utilize summer active fescues with alfalfa in the areas east of I-35, and then the summer dormant fescues with alfalfa in the areas west of I-35. And with that, I'll take any questions that you might have.
We have time for a quick question.
Monty, where's Monty? Yes.
Clay, maybe we've talked about this in the past, but as you implement interseeding as compared to an alternate row versus a squat or a drill width system for the rye plus alfalfa, do you see any opportunities for implementation of that and or advantages?
The question is, would there be potential for using an alternating drill row system as opposed to an alternating drill row? And we'd looked at alternating drill pass swaths in our fescue alfalfa establishments, and we really saw no advantage in the fescue system compared to the alternating drill row. But we haven't looked at it with the annual rye system, and so that there could be some potential there, but we have not evaluated it. But could be something we could look at. Maybe. Ray, do you have a question? The question was, what variety and what kind of competition are we seeing between the alfalfas and the different varieties? This study is looking at PDF 584, summer active tall fescue. It's being marketed through Pennington Seed. It's going to be the replacement for Jessup Max-Q. So next year they're going to take Jessup off and replace it with this PDF. I'm not sure what the name is. I think it's going to be Frontier or something. Texoma. Okay, Texoma Max Q2, I believe. So anyway, and how it compares as far as the competition, the summer active tall fescues have a better ability to compete with the alfalfa. And actually, Darius and I have a greenhouse study looking at this, looking at summer dormant and summer active. And basically, the summer actives can compete more with the fescue, whereas the summer dormant fescues do not compete as well with the alfalfa.
Thanks, Dwayne.